In his statement released in Yokohama, Japan, where he is attending the Asia-Pacific Economic Summit, the president called Aung San Suu Kyi a hero of his and a source of inspiration for all who work to advance basic human rights in Burma and around the world. While Burma's military government had gone to extraordinary lengths to isolate and silence her, Mr. Obama said she has continued her brave fight for democracy, peace, and change in Burma. The president says that whether living in the prison of her house or the prison of her country does not change the fact that she and the political opposition she represents have been systematically silenced, incarcerated, and deprived of any opportunity to engage in political processes that could change Burma. Mr. Obama calls on Burma's military to release all political prisoners and says the U.S. looks forward to the day when all of Burma's people are free from fear and persecution. Word that the Burmese democracy leader was freed from house arrest came as the president and other leaders at the APEC summit were attending a cultural performance in Yokohama. On three separate occasions during his Asia trip, all before the discredited national election held by Burma's military on November 7th, President Obama talked specifically about Aung San Suu Kyi, calling for her release. In Jakarta, the president called Burma one of the challenges that the Association of Southeast Asian Nations and the world would continue to face. Indonesia assumes the chairmanship of ASEAN next year. The president also spoke out against Burma's military in a speech to a joint session of India's parliament. U.S. officials have said that the U.S. will continue its policy of engaging Burma's military and make any changes necessary based on developments on the ground. Aung San Suu Kyi's legal representative in the United States, Jared Genzer, said her release would be virtually meaningless unless Burma's military enters into an irreversible process of dialogue, resulting in national reconciliation with the National League for Democracy ethnic groups, and restores democracy and releases some 2,200 other political prisoners. Dan Robinson, VOA News, with the president in Yokohama.